County Vice Squad raids continue with the closing of two more so-called adult theaters. Captain Ernest T. Gibbs, head of the Porn Patrol, had this to say about the progress of the raids.
Hoo-wee, that's good bacon. Sweet and smoky with a whole hog taste.
Porker's paradise, snub-nose slap.
Moving from porn to corn, the Free Farmers Foundation of Omaha, Nebraska, finally made public today the name of this year's winner of their highest award in conservative agrarian broadcasting, the Copper Cob Trophy. I was quite surprised when Mr. Jimmy Lee Watson, president of these plowing patriots, called and told me...
All purveyors of obscenity will be exposed for what they really are. See to that.
Mr. Jimmy Lee Watson went on to say that yours truly, this reporter, Les Nessman, will receive the highly prized Copper Cob tomorrow at the Free Farmers Foundation Awards Luncheon in festive Omaha, Nebraska. Well done, Les. This is Les Nessman reporting.
Where's my closing cart?
Nice work, Les.
You can always tell a pro by the way he covers his technical errors.
Thanks. Oh, I won't be able to play poker tonight with you fellas.
Oh, darn.
Well, it's this awards thing. What can I do? I've got to fly to Omaha tonight.
Success has its high price, Les.
Yeah.
Ladies?
Sir, I thought you were going to get an early start on your vacation.
Last minute details. Well, I've got to go. Lucille has the kids in the car loaded in the suitcase.
Have fun. Don't worry about anything.
No, you know me. I work hard, then I play hard.
What was he looking for? How are you, Les?
Humbled and honored, Jennifer, and yet grateful to my great many regular listeners.
He took his hospital insurance forms on his vacation.
Oh, you know Herb. He works hard, then he plays hard.
Right.
Where is Herb?
He left.
Left? He was supposed to get my plane ticket to Omaha. He told me he could get a good price.
Maybe he forgot.
Forgot? That flight is the only way to get to Omaha in time. How could that little twit do this to me? Oh, thank goodness. The red-eyed Omaha, coach class.
Sounds enchanting. Look at this, Les.
I, Herbert R. Tarlick, being of sound mind... Who is he trying to kid?
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Jennifer!
Hello, WKRP.
Mr. Carlson?
No, that's absolutely impossible.
Well, we haven't been able to find him since we started redecorating the lobby.
Pardon?
Of course we're worried.
Mr. Carlson, is there anything wrong with Herb?
Well, he could start taking his job a little more seriously. Of course, he's not the worst offender around here. Oh, another thing, Jennifer. The only way you can break these hipsters in is by wearing them.
I'll bet.
What do you think, Jennifer?
I doubt he's going on vacation.
Huh? No, the present.
It's nice.
It's for Les. Mark, the little guy's winning of the copper thingamajig. I can see you're impressed. It's a tie. Never mind. We'll get Mr. Carlson for the presentation.
Oh, hello, Lucille. This is Jennifer. I'm glad I caught you before you left. On your vacation. Right. We need a number where you'll be staying in case we have to call Herb. Oh. Well, have him call us then. Okay. Have fun.
You know, they don't look silly when you're standing in the middle of an icy stream.
I'm sorry I said it. Let's just give this to Les, all right?
I knew it, Jennifer. I knew it. Herb is ill.
Les, Lucille always sounds a little strange. Now, don't go off half-cocked.
A newsman is always fully cocked. I'm calling the hospitals. The cheapest one first.
Well, okay, but don't say anything to anyone until we're sure, okay, Les?
Half-cocked. Hello? Do you have a Herbert R. Tarlick, T-A-R-L-E-K, there as a patient? This is urgent. PDQ, Les Nessman, WKRP News here. Yes, I'll hold.
Tomorrow I'll be up to my knees in the freezing Ohio. Now, is that silly?
No, sir. I'll round everybody up while you entertain Jennifer and Les.
Huh?
You always entertain me, Mr. Carlson.
Oh.
You are so.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are, man.
9 o'clock, I'll bring the cars.
The other day, you said, I don't know.
Oh, how do you do?
Elevated enthusiasm.
Right.
I'm sorry, man. No, I...
All righty, folks. We have an occasion here before we all go off on our weekend.
Woo! All right!
Not yet, Bailey. I now turn the festivities over to our head honcho, our numero uno, our own top dog, our fearless leader.
Oh, all right, yay.
That's plenty, Bailey.
Yeah, well, yes. Staff, I just wanted to say that it comes as no surprise to any of us here. Well, actually, no surprise to anybody in Cincinnati, really, who's within earshot of a transistor, that one of our own has distinguished himself in a distinguished way. Dolly, that's what I'm proud of. Here.
Do you mind? I'm on hold.
Kind of gets you right here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's too emotional for me.
Venus.
Les, I'll listen for you. Here, you can trust me. Go on, go on.
Go on, go on.
Well, you know, Les, it isn't every day that somebody wins that Nickel Niblet Award, so...
It's the Copper Cob, sir.
So we got you a present here.
For me? From all of you?
Well, actually, Les, it's from all of us.
So beautifully wrapped. Snakeskin and pigs. Ooh. A simulated wood grain finish trophy case kit.
All you need is a few tools, Les.
And a free month or two.
Is that it? Beaver. Is that it?
Yeah. But
Les, you've got a plane to catch. I've got fish to catch, so,
Good job, man. You deserve that.
I guess we can just all go on.
Oh. Even the glue's included.
Right, man. Congratulations.
Yes, still here. Oh? Is it serious? No, just a friend. Thank you anyway. Les, you were right. He is in the hospital.
Who?
Herb. Now, it could be any number of little things. You know what a frightened man Herb is.
Well, I sure do. He's my best friend.
What are these?
Pills.
By any chance, is my wife still here?
No. Listen, I'd just love to stay and chat more, but I have to give a basketball player a sponge bath.
Herb.
Lester, old buddy! What are you doing here?
They didn't see you, did they? They wouldn't even let Lucille stay.
I snuck in.
He snuck in. You sneaky, dirty dog, you.
That's me.
How'd you know I was here?
It's my job to know things, Herb.
You didn't tell anybody. I mean, you didn't tell Carlson or Andy.
Not Carlson or Andy.
Good. Good.
Oh, buddy, Les.
I thought you were supposed to be in Omaha.
Well, that flight you booked me on doesn't leave till 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice flight, Les.
Herb, why didn't you tell me?
It's no big deal. You know how doctors are. You know how people go off half-cocked? Do I look healthy? Better than you. I tell you what. Go ahead and hit me in the stomach.
Oh, Herb.
No. I mean it. Just go.
Well, you said to do it, Herb. Oh. You all right? You don't look so good now.
Oh, Les. They want to run some tests on my heart. They think something's wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You can hit me back if you want to, Herb.
Maybe later, Les. I think they're crazy. I mean, my heart is as good as the day it was born.
Well, you sure seem okay.
Everybody gets little pains in their chest, you know?
What pains?
A lot of people do. I mean, I didn't want to go to see the doctor. I knew it was the pizza. No. Lucille says, go on, Herb. Go on. That's a big deal. Now they're going to probe and cut and stick a lot of tubes in me and fill me with atomic stuff. I'll tell you, Les, the next time I have guests, I'm not telling anybody.
Do you feel all right now, Herb?
You tell me, huh? Hey, this. Well, I tell you, Les, you summed up modern medicine 100 times before.
Oh, Herb.
People just laughed at you.
Who?
You know? If a doctor doesn't find anything wrong with you, he doesn't make a sale. Well, no thanks. No way and no how.
Herb, these are just tests, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, right. You know, I give them a lot of money. It caused me a lot of pain. And why? Because I forgot to hold the anchovies and my shoes.
Why?
Because I am getting out of here. Anybody wants to cut me open, it is going to have to be in the middle of an alley.
You can't just leave.
You know, you've been right about doctors all along.
Please don't listen to me. Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right. Are you coming?
Where?
To be among the living, Les.
But I was going to Omaha.
Les. Lying here tonight, I realize just how precious every second of life is. It's starting right now. This is one guy who's going to experience the wonder and beauty of life from a front row seat. Let's go.
Ah, Greta.
Dieter.
Ich würde so gerne was über die europäische Wirtschaftsgemeinschaft.
Ich kann dir eine Menge Dinge erklären. Schlagwagen, Filme und sogar
die best part.
Aber die Wege gehen.
Überhaupt nicht.
Do you know what kind of theater this is?
Absolutely. Just watch this film.
Es hat was zu tun mit Geld und viele Länder.
It's all fuzzy.
In 3D, you have to wear those glasses. And it's just like they're in the same room.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, wow.
Na, sei doch mal nicht böse. Was ich wirklich wollte.
I've been thinking about these heart tests.
Bless.
I really think you should get a second opinion. If not from a doctor, then from a friend. Like Mr. Carlson.
Carlson?
Or Andy.
Travis? Lester.
Think. When you hear heart operation, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Shogun.
Shogun?
Dr. Kildare was in it.
Carlson and Travis are going to think immediately that their gung-ho hardball salesman can only handle slow pitch. No thanks.
Am I going to have to get the manager?
I can't see anything.
I'm not sure I want to see anything.
I think I've seen enough. Bailey, let's get out of here, okay?
Oh, John, would you stop it? I'm not a child. If you haven't noticed, I'm a full-grown woman.
Damn, these guys know it, too.
I had to call him, Herb. Please don't be mad at me, you little fink.
Yes. Is he all right? Are you in pain, Herb? Are you all right?
Look, I'm just trying to live my life to the fullest in the best way I know how.
Well, so am I. So would you shut up?
Can you move over one?
Bailey.
Listen, you guys, why don't we take Bailey on out of here and play a couple more rounds of poker, huh?
Because we're here to save Herb's life.
Bailey, don't put those glasses on.
Don't be so... Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any idea what kind of a theater this is?
Yes, very loud.
Please sit down, Mr. Carlson.
Excuse me. Herb, what is this about you and your heart and atomic waste?
I'm gonna kill you.
This is good for a start.
Look, big guy, there's nothing more you can say that hasn't already been said by this idiot. I'd like to mention that all this is Les's fault.
Mine?
Why didn't you just mind your own business and go to Omaha?
Omaha. Omaha seems like a dream to me now.
Thank you, Mel. And I thought I was having an interesting evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I don't know who else to call.
Well, you sure made the right choice.
Easy, friend.
Les, I thought we were going to go visit Herb together.
Well, it doesn't really matter, Jennifer. I missed my flight to Omaha, and Herb's going to drop over dead.
Don't try to scare me, Nesman. All they want to do is test my heart.
What, to see if you have one?
Why don't you people just leave me alone?
Because, Herb, it's a natural impulse to throw a rope to a drowning man, even if he doesn't have enough sense to grab it.
Yeah, Herb, why don't you have the heart test? Don't be a jackass.
I appreciate it, all right? And I thank each of you for all your troubles. But this is my life and my risk. I'll take the chance. I'm a gambling man.
You're a gambling man, Herb? Okay. Let's gamble. How about we cut the deck?
What?
If you win, you get the $200 I made off of these guys. But if I win, you take those tests?
You're nuts.
Oh, Herb, this is good. And I'll kick in an extra 2 weeks of vacation.
And you might as well have my plane ticket to Omaha.
No. I'm just not going to do it, no.
Maybe I can sweeten the pot a little. Herb, if Bailey draws the high card, you take the tests. If you draw the high card, you and I will have an evening on this town you will never forget. That's all I'm saying.
You cook first, Bailey.
Oh, I don't know.
What's the matter? Quarters? Whipped?
Give me the deck. Mom, Bailey, I'm really counting on you. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a four.
Oh, dear.
My turn, I believe.
Well?
Can't even beat a lousy four. It's the kind of luck I seem to have.
Herb, can I see that card?
No.
Well, Herbert, I believe you have some tests waiting.
All right.
Come on, Herb. I'll bail you out. Mel? Mel?
Thanks. Les? Buddy?
Well, what about the rest of us?
Well, Mel!